Anthony Albanese. Albo, how are you, mate?
Good morning. I'm not too bad. It's quite a nice day in Canberra this morning.
Yeah. Well, you are now in lockdown. You've been in lockdown in Canberra since June, you were telling me off air. That's a hell of a long time to be stuck with the pollies in Canberra.
Well, I haven't been in Canberra the whole time, but I haven't been able to go home during that time. I've used Canberra as a base. I haven't left Canberra, though, for I think it's about 6 weeks now that the lockdown came as I was about to go to Darwin, actually.
Yeah.
And Australians are doing it tough. These are times that are very difficult for people. They're difficult for people who can't go to work. They're difficult for parents trying to homeschool their kids. They're difficult for people worried about their loved ones, you know, people with their mum or their dad in aged care and they can't go and visit them. It's a difficult time for all of us, but Australians are showing how resilient and tough we are. They're doing the right thing whenever they can and getting vaccinated. And that's the key, of course, to opening back up again.
Well, that's what we all want, because all you got to do is take a stroll down the main street here in Nowra, or if you go to one of our beautiful villages here in the Shoal Haven, and you realise, and it hurts your heart, Anthony, is you realise that businesses are hurting. There's the people that are going to sleep at night not knowing what's going to happen the next day as we go day in, day out into lockdown. Is there enough being done, do you think, to make sure that everyone's taken care of? Because we're talking about when, you know, we've hit that 70, 80% vaccination rate, there's all that question of how long the support, the stimulus keeps going. What's your take on it?
Well, people are still slipping through the cracks. People who are casual employees who now don't have any income at all. People in who are running businesses who aren't getting enough support. People in the tourism sector, which is important in the Shoal Haven there. Of course, the art sector is important as well, and I don't believe there's been anywhere near enough support for that sector.
No, I agree. Having many friends in the industry, of course, that has been a constant complaint from them. As we head towards this magical figure of 70% to be totally vaccinated, we seem to all be going out and getting the jab. Are you predicting that once you get to a certain level of that 65, getting everyone else over the line, is that the reasoning behind you proposing, you know, paying people to go along and get vaccinated?
Well, I've proposed a $300 cash payment. And the reason why I've done that is that throughout the world, we know that economic incentives do work. And most people will go and get vaccinated to... Yes. For their own health, for their family, the health of their friends, the health of their community. But there's a whole lot of people out there who might be saying to themselves, yeah, I'll get vaccinated, but what's the rush? There are others who've tried to book vaccines, but because the supply of the vaccines was stuffed up, they couldn't get an appointment. They tried and they tried again and they tried again. The record I have is one of my constituents tried 5 times to get an appointment,
yeah,
and just still hasn't been able to be vaccinated. So people who are frustrated, we want to encourage them. And we also want to reward people who've done the right thing. And you were just talking about economic stimulus, an injection of $300 for every Australian who's vaccinated, who'd spend it in their local community, at their local shops as they open up, would be a good thing for the economy as well at a time that needs it.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, I know firsthand from speaking to my listeners and everyone that's here in regional Australia, here in the Shoal Haven, going in lockdown where there are very minimal cases, there's a lot of frustration. And I just need to echo that there is a lot of frustration, but people are going about and doing what they should, when they should, so I have to applaud the area that I live in. But there's also a lot of frustration. I know you'd have a bit to say about this, and it's a day-in, day-out thing with our premiers and our federal government getting everyone on the same page. What's the magic potion to spray to get everyone on the same page with dealing with this, Albo? Do you have one?
Well, it'd help if we had a Prime Minister who didn't describe people in Western Australia and Queensland as being cave dwellers. That would have helped to get people moving in one direction, I think. Look, it requires a cooperative approach. Understandable that people who don't, from states that don't have any COVID, who are getting the AFL Grand Finals going to Perth, the NRL Grand Finals going to Brisbane, that's understandable. But we do need to open up over a period of time when we reach those targets, the target, of course, of 80% fully vaccinated. But we also need to see a plan to vaccinate those 12 to 15-year-olds. We need to make sure that people who are vulnerable, the figures on our First Nations people, for example, who are vulnerable because they have, Indigenous people have higher rates of diabetes, of lung disease. The fact that they're way behind the general population in terms of as a percentage, when they were supposed to be in the priorities, we still don't have all our aged care workers, our disability care workers, fully vaccinated. So I think the government has a lot to answer for not rolling out the vaccines effectively. We've known this is coming. We're now 20 months into the pandemic.
Yeah. Look, it was an interesting point. Not lost. You know, when we are at 70 to 80% vaccinated, I don't think our Indigenous population will be sitting at that same rate of vaccinated. I think that is a given. There needs more to be done about it. Anthony Albo, I'll leave it there. Thank you so much for your time this morning. It's an ever-changing world that we live in. Every time we wake up or we go to sleep thinking one thing and wake up thinking another. So we're rolling with the punches as best we can.
It is, mate. So stay safe, and if you can get vaccinated, please do so.